We are Broods. I'm Georgia.
And I'm Caleb.
You look like them. You sound like them. How do you perfect that?
Well...
It's pretty easy when you are the people.
Yeah, we are.
You know, when you're trying to when you're trying to impersonate other people. So I'm going to fill in some blanks. Ready? Your manager came up with the name. I repeat that again. Your manager, he's multiple feet behind us.
Yeah.
So he's nodding his head, but he's not going to acknowledge that. There was a previous band, which we'll talk a little bit about, called The Peasants. So you've gone from Peasants to Broods.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, kind of, but it's good because you've gone kind of like from a darky, you know, to a darker name from just being simpletons.
Yeah.
Right?
We prefer the name.
You're a brother and sister.
Yep.
Have been all our lives.
Amazing. So, yep. You know, so I'm getting everything that we're going to have nothing left to talk about. I'm getting rid of all of this. Now, I have never watched Has Nelson Got Talent? So first I want to know, does Nelson have talent?
Yeah, of course it does.
Okay.
Definitely.
So now, but you see, for those of us that don't know anything, is Nelson a place or a person?
Nelson is a place.
See, I wouldn't know that.
It's a very small city where we grew up.
So Has Nelson Got Talent? Now, was that like a cable television show?
No, it was a literally small just like a mall competition.
Where does Has Nelson Got Talent? Is it held like in an auditorium? Is it?
It was literally held in a store that had nothing in it yet, in a small mall in the town that we're from.
That's right. It was a mall.
Yeah.
That's right. But it was an empty store in the mall.
Yeah.
Now, just because they have an opportunity now to be a historic place, because when you're huge, right, they can say that this is where Broods, you know, won their first contest. What is the store now? Do you know?
I think it's a homeware store.
Yeah, no.
Homeware.
Stevens or something.
Stevens, yeah.
So they could say, so like really bad joke, they could say Broods first cooked up their act here. They could say that.
They could be really dry, yeah.
They could be really dry and say that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
That fork would over some of your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that bad stuff. Okay. Can we get something over with, like, really early in this interview?
Yeah, go for it.
You're not the next Lord.
No.
Can we just, like, harp on that for a few minutes? Because I get the press release, and I read the next Lord. And we'll get into producer and you know, everything else. But, hello, Crowded House.
Yeah.
Hello. Millions of other artists from this exotic Kiwi place.
Got Naked and Famous.
Yeah.
Naked and Famous.
Kimber.
But all kidding aside, I know that there's all sorts of connections, but can we just have you explain why you're not the next Lord?
I think we just, we write about different things to her and we want to be ourselves and we're brother and sister, and we've been dreaming about this since we were tiny children. Can't even remember the first time that I told my parents that I wanted to be a singer. So it's not like we started doing this because
we saw Lord do it.
I think it...
That never works, by the way.
Nah.
No, not usually.
No.
Not usually.
But, yeah, I think...
I mean, we've been working towards this for many years now, so through different projects and... I mean, we've just been so lucky with this one that it's actually taken off.
Yeah.
but there's luck and there's being smart.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, so let's not underestimate.
We have a smart manager.
That there's luck and there's also.
The brains.
Running into people who you know, I mean, you have to have the talent. If you don't have the talent, you're not going to fake it. You've been at this for, even though you're young.
Mm.
You started really young.
Yeah, I think we started playing together when we were like way before the Nelson's Got Talent thing.
We were about 10 and 8.
Yeah.
That we first started playing songs together.
Formal instrument, taking piano / whatever.
Caleb was guitar and I sang.
But we never really got formal lessons.
No.
We didn't really like it.
I tried to, but
taught ourselves, or Mum taught Georgia how to play guitar.
Yeah, for years.
But my parents couldn't teach me because I just get way too frustrated with them.
It's like trying to teach her. I have a 12-year-old daughter. I can't wait till I have to teach her how to drive.
Oh, it's man.
That's going to be...
Teaching Georgia how to drive was very stressful for the whole family.
Yeah, a lot of gasps and, what are you doing? But, yeah. You know.
So where did, well, let's go in order of appearance. So let's talk about the connection. We've got this Joel Little gentleman who's obviously, now, for those of us who don't really know, because again, there's two things. So we know Lord is even younger than you. We know she ran into the producer. She co-song wrote with him, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got him too, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's any relationship between the sounds of the two acts. But more importantly, I don't know anything about him because he's a New Zealand guy. And before Lord, I never heard his name.
He used to be the front man for a pop punk band, a New Zealand pop punk band called Goodnight Nurse.
Okay, they were quite big from New Zealand.
Quite big in New Zealand, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've been working with him for about almost 3 years now. He started writing with Lord because actually our manager said that pitched Lord to write with him because he was able to write with Georgia, who was very young at the time also.
So literally he was writing with you.
Yeah, well, he is.
So he worked with us on the peasant stuff.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's the connection. Like, we won this competition when we were kids, and we, as the prize, we got to record a song and release a song, and we worked with him on it.
Wow.
And that's kind of how we started the relationship with Joel, and just kind of carried that on and kept working with him a little bit here and there.
We really enjoyed working with him at those early stages, so. And, I mean, we just enjoyed it thoroughly, so we carried on writing with him and building that relationship.
Okay, but from there to here, we're talking how much time?
Probably about three. We wrote
2.5 years.
Yeah, it was about 2.5 years ago, maybe even more.
How did the, I mean, just take me through a few things. You know, major label, boom, right? You know.
That took us by surprise.
Yeah, that was a
yeah,
bit like,
yeah, so let's
whoa.
Talk about that, because that was kind of, that happened like speed of light.
Yeah.
That, it was honestly so surreal. It was like we just put bridges up on the internet, and then all of a sudden,
calling our parents and going, oh, we're off to LA, Mum.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're what? Like, I beg your pardon?
Like, excuse me? Why? Yeah, it was crazy how many people picked up on bridges so fast. Like, we woke up the next day and it was being plugged on Pigeons and Planes, and then it was started like just kind of snowballing and bouncing around the internet. And
I mean, we just put it up there to show Mum and Dad and our friends what we've been up to over the last.
Well, what a crazy world,
couple of months.
Right?
Yeah, I
because
mean,
10 years ago, you
no,
were not in a
never.
Not in fact 5 years ago. You wouldn't have been able, it was MySpace.
Mm. Yeah.
That was it.
And now
that's
it just bounces around, and it's so easy to access everything through the internet. And I think that was something that really worked in our favor when we put bridges out, is that it just exploded around the internet, and we got so much exposure through SoundCloud and through these blogs. And then all of a sudden these labels started coming and approaching us and asking us to sign with them, and that's when we're like, whoa.
How did you personally, aside from having a great team, what was in your heads as you were off to LA and going, what the heck?
I think the biggest thing for us was creative control and just the relationship with the actual
people
at the label. That was the most important thing to us, is
that you had to like them as humans.
We had to like them as people, and
we found that quite easy to, we found it really easy to get along with the people that we signed with, and they we just kind of connected with them in a way that we felt comfortable just being ourselves around them, and felt like we could trust that we would still get to be ourselves even though we were signing with a major label. And we didn't really jump into it without thinking really hard about what it would be like, and making sure that we weren't getting like just screwed over. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's get evil. Let's get even more evil, shall we?
How evil are we talking?
We're talking that I hate talking about genres. So, let's see. Are you pop? Are you EDM?
That's probably the hardest question.
Are you dance? Are you blah, blah, blah? It's about the songs. It's about great songwriting with great hooks, about things that you want to talk about, and then putting some cool beats / instrumentation / sounds to it.
Yeah, I think that's part of how we write, is we we go into the studio and we don't really think about what style of song we're going to write. We just write whatever comes out. And
yeah, it's more about the details in it, like what thinking of cool melodies and thinking of cool beats that will stand out. And I think whatever comes out just is what we go with, and we don't try to put ourselves in a box too much.
And you actually have a great quote, which I think you've said a couple of times, but I really like this, that you still don't know what your sound is.
Yeah, like we're always evolving as musicians and as broods.
And as collaborative writers, I guess, we're starting to develop in different areas that we haven't really been specialists. So in the past year, it's been Giorgio on lyrics, Caleb on music.
Now it's starting to kind of mesh together a little bit.
Well, and I mean, so as an example, from the song that got you signed to Never Gonna Change, Never Gonna Change, I've heard you say, is kind of more of where you're... It's ironic that a song called Never Gonna Change is where you're gonna go. Yeah, you talk about Never Gonna Change, but that's more where we're moving towards, whatever that means.
Well, yeah, it's one of our last songs that we wrote on the EP, so I guess it's the last bit of material that we have shown world that we've actually written together.
And then you did this over a year.
I think because it was over a year and we were going through different things, and every single song had different kind of themes and taken from different parts of our experiences, and that's how it kind of became really contrasting. And we were trying different things and experimenting with different sounds and beats, and it just kind of... Yeah, like you said, the thing that keeps it together and makes it cohesive is us, but it's still quite contrasting.
3 or 4 months ago was the first time we'd ever started playing
live
electronic music. So I guess it's always developing, and we're always adding things to our set to make it more interesting and challenge us more. It's just ever developing, like our sound, I guess.
You have this opportunity. A producer's already come to you and saying, well, we haven't really had that yet.
Part of our development was Joel as well, so he was co-writing with us as well, and we feel like we want to just sit on that for a little bit longer and develop with him for a little bit longer as well, and see what comes out. Like,
yeah, and I think he's still developing. Like, he's always evolving as well as a producer. So what comes out is...
It's really exciting. It's gonna
keep like evolving and keep becoming. I don't know. It's exciting because it's gonna be different, and we don't really know what to expect from what the album's gonna be like. It's gonna be Broods, but it's definitely gonna be an evolved version. We've written four tracks, and we're kind of trying to refine them.
And are you gonna do it all back home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
The studio is literally 2 minutes walk from our house.
Yeah.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich.
Okay.
And what it is two of your songs is the bread, and songs by other artists in between.